you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Come on.
Ain't no need to pay. We are.
Coolest mother. Yeah, we are. I'm still grooving from last night. Like, definitely.
It was your night last night.
But I was tired. I got a little sunburn on my back, which I'm just learning that takes a lot of energy out of you.
Yeah,
like your skin. I had it on, but I didn't reapply. You know what I mean? My blackness and my manliness did not allow me to continue to reapply it.
Homophobia is gonna kill you. Your manness gonna kill you, nigga.
You're
gonna get too many suns. You're gonna get sun rays and cancer if you don't keep reapplying the SPF.
But no men that we grew up watching were putting on sunblock. When you watch Action Jackson and Predator and all the movies, they wasn't putting on sunblock.
Yeah, them niggas didn't have eczema. And I understood. I was like, but nah, I'm not them.
Conan the Barbarian did not use sunblock.
Fuck Conan. I didn't watch Conan. I was like, I need somebody to relate to. I liked all the people that dressed up to go fight. I'm like, yeah, okay. Cover all that skin up.
None of the African forefathers wore sunblock.
That's real, and that's how I know I'm not built for Africa. I hate when they tell me to go back. I hate when racist motherfuckers tell me to go back. I'm like, nah, I will not. Yeah. I won't last the sun for a day. Y'all kiss my ass. Mm. I'm good with this American air. So y'all's going to have to deal with my black ass. That's what I'll be feeling like.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Splendiferous
episode. Fucking difference.
I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
Derek Gaines, the great boy.
Nice, with the little Bugs Bunny and Taz throwback, man. Right. You're wearing it like a little white girl, too, all wrinkled up after sex.
You see me? Tayshaun, you want me to go to the bodega? Get us some sandwiches?
You look like you should have a scrunchie on your wrist. With that shirt.
I got a whore uniform on. It's a whole apron. I got a whole apron on.
All right, man. Listen, this is Splendiferous episode. We're doing a mashup right now. We got from The Thing Is, Shannon Lee, and Maddie Jester. What's going on, guys?
Maddie,
how you doing?
Jester,
hello.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, man. So your podcast, The Thing Is, you interview, which I finally get it. I don't think I ever paid attention to the whole theme. I was always coming on and answering whatever stories. Mm-hmm. But it's comedians.
I can't wait to hear this because I still don't get it.
It's comedians, reality TV people, mm-hmm. porn stars, and what's the fourth category?
Musicians.
Right. And they're all telling stories, which obviously have a lot of The Thing Is. And those people say a lot of The Thing Is.
The thing is.
And it's because they fuck something up. But go ahead. We'll hear you out. We'll hear you out. Your dating story? Okay, we'll hear you out. You know what I mean? Your
fight story.
Yeah, we'll hear you out. Because they'll tell you, oh, but The Thing Is, right? Am I right? Did I nail it?
Yes.
It's a very negative show now that I'm hearing it all laid out that way. There's nothing good. It's a terrible date. It's a time you probably got your ass kicked because nobody wants to hear the hero story.
No, but they're fun. They're fun to hear.
They're not. Sometimes that scary segment is terrifying. There's a lot. It's a lot. It gets my fucking schizophrenia going.
The truth is,
yeah, Matt is a schizophrenic.
Oh, get ready.
And yeah, I had to lean in to figure out, whether he was joking or not.
Are you worried that's where Daddy Maddie came from? Because I just realized I might be nervous about that.
What?
Oh, wow. Did you create a character?
I did.
Are you doing a character pretty good?
Yeah, he gets drunk.
Yeah.
You'll meet him soon.
No, I'm not going to drink like that today.
Yeah, I like a little Tyler Durden Fight Club situation going on. I love Fight Club.
You were schizo, so what? So
I don't think I actually
are we going to meet today? Or is it going to be a
Oh, just,
a
you know, friendly, jovial Maddie.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
He's new.
I haven't met him. I'm not familiar.
Yeah.
All right. And Shannon... Is what's that?
Oh, boy.
Fuck. Can I get the water?
There it goes.
Yeah.
Well, if there's a white claw out there, I'll have a white claw, but they don't last here that long. But
they don't?
We buy them for our show every week. We don't go through all of them and they just disappear immediately.
Yeah.
You can't
keep
alcohol here. But to answer your question, it's not that deep of a whole thing of why we do those three segments on the show.
I overanalyze it.
No, you gave me more credit.
You're using your mind.
Yeah.
You gave me more credit than deserved. It's just the show started out 10 years ago as just bad date stories. And then over time, it's like, that's kind of tired. Everybody talks about that. Uh-huh. And it's really just self-indulgent because I like to hear about people's fight stories. And you and Tommy Pope on the show was one of the first episodes we talked about fights, and I was like, I want to hear about more people's fight stories. Mm.
Oh, that was You're a first timer for you guys. Okay. No, she asked for it. That's the weird thing. Story time with Shannon, you know. But Shannon's stories that she once read to her are
fun.
To say the least, right? Yeah. Shannon scares me because Shannon is my daughters. My daughters are Shannon. You know what I mean? Yeah. Purple hair, you know, they're into some different stuff on the tablet, you know what I mean?
Different we're just stuff like, on the
come
tablet.
On, man. And, you know, but they're sweet little girls, you know what I mean? So, welcome to, you know, No Need for Apologies. This is the Black Air Force One show, you know, the Mike and Raph. And what do you guys know about Black Air Force Ones?
What do you know about Black Air Force Ones?
I have holographic white Air Force Ones.
That has nothing to do with that.
Is that what all three of these shoes are?
Yeah.
Why are there three? Why are they all lefts?
Well,
they're not all lefts. Right.
Some of them, they look the same. Yeah. But the one a fan sent in, and he made a robo, what is that, a remote control car.
How fun.
Yeah. With our faces
okay,
on.
That makes that.
That moves around.
That's explanatory now.
Yeah. Some of our fans are very engineered. You know, there's a lot of skills out there, which.
That's remote controlled?
There's a remote around here somewhere. There's a car jammed in the bottom
I guess,
of that
that's not really very sophisticated now that I think about it. All right. Yep.
Yeah. Did you think these
were just like, wow, he made a remote controlled shoe. That's awesome.
Did you think those were just like Heelys?
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of.
Heelys for thugs?
Yep. Now he gutted out the sole and then just shoved the car in there.
Yeah. But that's still amazing. I like to know what he did with the other fucking shoe. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, we'll probably get that one in the mail with like a shark's fin or something.
There you go.
Into it.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
Yeah. No, but I would say that these are like the shoes of the scumbag. You know what I mean? Like, so people who wear the white ones, you know, they're being flashy, you know, clean and everything. But these were like the working man, you know what I mean?
Bouncers.
Bouncers. But then like if you saw somebody just wearing them out, almost just beware this guy.
Bouncers, flippers, criminals, stick up kids.
Yeah. And we decided to change the narrative on that because we're like, how did that happen? How did the black shoe...
Yeah.
Okay. Just get like you know for it's a useful and people who wear them are actually redeemable people. You know
redeemable
what I mean?
People. Mm-hmm.
Like they actually do good shit, even though they have fucked up skills. So it's like you're dealing with the schizophrenia thing there, but it comes in handy, right?
Does it?
Maybe.
It's never. Have you ever been right about anything with it or
no?
What do you mean?
Have you used it as a
for good?
As a for good?
No.
But wait. She said she. You think he was never right?
No, we have tricked him into thinking that he was dead on the show.
It wasn't nice. It was really
twice.
It was unkind both fucking times. One time I had almost crashed my car like 5 minutes beforehand. I really thought it was like the beginning of the Beetlejuice movie where they die over
when
the bridge.
They died, didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So this fuck, she's like, ignore him for a while. And I thought I was dead. That's not fun.
He came in late to the show.
Okay.
And it was a Zoom episode. And so Brian, who used to be the producer on the show, and I were like, let's make him think that we don't see him here.
I'm trying to figure out why I'm so paranoid all the time.
I really do have people conspiring against me. It was as a punishment for him being late to the show.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And we got the other guests in on it also. There are two guests on the show. We got them in on it too. And he's like, he's getting up. He's leaving the room. He's coming back. He's turning his camera on and off. He's like, you guys don't hear me? And we're just talking and talking. And it was like maybe 5 minutes. And then finally we're like, okay, like you served your sentence.
You know, that is how Shannon is just like my daughter. My daughter once invited a kid to her party and did this to her. Like it was her birthday party. And then she just decided, you know what? This girl, everyone pretend she's not even here.
No, that's mean. That's different.
You, what do we, how is this any different, that different? Shannon?
He deserved it. You just...
That's mean.
That's every woman's answer, by the way. Nah, he had it coming.
Yeah, I don't really like that. You know, I was watching some commercial. You remember that commercial where Medusa was just turning everybody into stone? So she went on Amazon, ordered some shades, right?
Okay,
so she could walk around and be a bad bitch and be sociable, right?
Yeah.
So she gets the shades, so she's sociable now. Everybody's having a good time. And she's talking over to the girls, so one of the niggas at the bar, matter of fact, it was the bartender, just goes and winks at her, right? She drops the shades, turns this nigga to a pillar of salt. Like, what? And then all the girls was like, he had it coming. No, the fuck he didn't.
Yeah.
He was trying to get tips because he was the nigga behind the bar.
Yeah, well, you know, no
I'm
one.
I'm on your side.
Y'all yeah. niggas are diabolical, man.
No one spots.
That's some diabolical shit no you did to that
man. Evil people.
At all. No. I spot them. No,
I spot them everywhere.
I spotted it in my daughter at a very young age. I remember calling her mother. When I went to take my daughter to the mall. She had a little bit of money that she wanted to burn off. I'm like, all right, fine. We go to the mall, and we get into the store, and she goes, I'm hearing her whisper to herself, and I go, what the fuck are you? Hey.
How old is she at this point?
Like give or take. 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I had to call her mom, like, yo.
You think you're raising like,
talking about Charvel?
Yeah. She was like, yo.
I'm talking about Miss Charvel.
I'm like, I don't think I'm going to let her buy this shirt. Like, she's buying the shirt for all the wrong reasons. Like, do you know she does this? You know what I mean? Yeah. She was just like, I'll talk to her. Yeah, don't let her buy the shirt. But I'm like, yeah.
I feel like I would like that. I'd be like, that's fucking that is diabolical. That's awesome. She's 7? That's a smart kid.
But that's why I always said, I know what they are. So this is what I'm saying. Like, maybe your schizophrenia is just due to, like, how long have you known Shannon? How long have you two been?
I think we have been doing the show together for 5 years.
That sounds about right.
Okay. Yeah. And around when did the schizophrenia start? Maybe
right,
years.
Right around 5 years.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Just gaslighting friendship.
I am tired of being blamed for how I treat Maddie.
I thought you were going to say of you and look directly
and
into my
eyes.
And
just finally pull the trigger.
Well,
yeah.
That's part of it. But I just, the listeners of the show, I've been looking at the YouTube comments and like we go through, at least in my opinion, waves of me being able to tolerate him and then periods of time where he's like not tolerable. And it's like if he starts drinking way before when we start doing the show is when he goes off the rails. He's like yelly and talking overy and all this crazy stuff.
You going to do that today?
But it's weird. Hold on. But that's weird because
I'm going to probably treat you different if you do that. I'm going to let you know right the fuck
But he's
now.
Taking that now. He's chill.
Yeah. Like I just hope you stay like
but
that.
But she's literally outing all of his bad behavior and he's taking it on the chin.
I know how to
right
act
now.
In other people's homes for the most part.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
On air, though. It happens
all
the time.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating, so I react to it. But I feel like the listeners don't understand like what's really happening behind the scenes, and they say that I'm being too crazy with them. And I'm like, this is our show. That's like, awesome. Someone's got to steer the ship here.
Right.
Someone's
got to
steer that ship.
Right, yeah.
I don't get any of those messages. Those people are not sending me compliments at all.
Oh, well, that's good.
I mean, I'm glad to hear it. You know,
This sounds a lot like a marriage and your family, like your fans are the children.
I'll just keep doing what
I'm doing. And dad is drinking and mom is like, well, someone's got to drive, you know? And now the kids are like, mom, respect them. And he's like, no, he's a drunk. Like
this show sounds awesome.
This is what TV used to be, though.
That's true.
They took that shit off. Like the drunk failure dads on TV.
Because he used to say right in the kisser, but straight to the moon.
I'm trying to bring it back.
Send bitches to the moon. It used to be very toxic.
Yeah. Are you offspring of that? Or no?
I do that with my wife. My new thing is, you want to get hit? We do it in public, and people get nervous, and it's fun for me because it creates chaos.
That's like, but it's not just humans that have that. I've noticed this in the dog parks. Mm-hmm. When big dogs bark, mm-hmm. everybody looks, and they're concerned.
Uh-huh.
They're very concerned when a big dog, mm-hmm. and they're all looking, hey, someone get that under control.
Yeah,
but
man.
Little dog yipping, man. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah. So you can get away with it.
Told you.
I can't do it.
Yeah, no, I think about that sometimes. If I was like 6'5", and I grabbed her by the fucking...
Or 5'6", even, if you were...
Oh, damn. Christ.
All right, I'll stop there. I'm not going to top that.
So you're short and schizophrenic. Damn.
Yeah. I need one more S to make it a thing.
Skin so soft. Wow, that came fast.
How about short...
Be nice the rest of the
Wait, short, schizophrenic, and stout. You're very stout. Like
I'll take it as a compliment.
This is an interesting dynamic.
But he's
I am seeing what's happening. No, you know what, Maddie? I'm on your side. She's gaslighting the shit out
See?
Of you.
And I'm liking it because I'm like schizophrenic, short, very stout, little apple-headed nigga.
You're taking a side. It's definitely funny.
I'm taking her side.
I'm definitely like, I mean.
I am very apple-headed. That's
you are apple-headed, motherfucker, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Maddie, you don't have to just agree with all of this. No.
No, he's correct. If I was like embarrassed,
man, if you shave, you look like Casper the Friendly Ghost. If you shave that head, Casper, that's what you would look like.
Yeah, I look like I have cancer when I shave my head. So maybe that's what happened to Casper, you think?
He died of cancer?
Do we know what know. Happened to Cassidy?
Wasn't there like a backstory? He got like a car accident or some shit like that?
How'd that never become like an origin story? Like,
I'm sure there is.
I think he was a kid trying to get a ball across the street and got hit by a car.
Could you look it up, please?
In the movie,
I am curious.
In Casper the movie with Christina Ricci,
they both had apple heads. Christina Ricci got big old head.
But he definitely explains it. I just can't remember what the story is. But he tells the story of how he died.
Yeah, it was. Well, I think
he died from pneumonia after playing out in the cold until it was past nightfall.
Died from pneumonia. That's an old school death too, man. Yeah. Pneumonia, because niggas get over pneumonia now. I had pneumonia.
Yeah,
when I was in high school, easy.
Yo, I remember my homie in high school.
That shit.
My homie in high school got pneumonia, and that was enough to get him off the football team. But like, it was an honorable discharge where he still got to keep his jersey.
He got walking pneumonia or pneumonia.
Because
walking pneumonia is one you can like treat at home. Pneumonia is when you got to go to the hospital. I had walking pneumonia. I walk right through that motherfucker.
And see, that's the crazy thing. I'm so not that weak. I'm not familiar with ammonias or pneumonia.
Pneumonia. Ammonia is something you use as a cleaning agent. I used to do that too.
Ammonia is what you use to get rid of pneumonia. You put it in a rag and huff it. Did anybody ever make y'all do that kind of shit? Like, all right, because you drink. Does anybody ever make you, like, if you get sick, you just put rubbing alcohol in a rag and huff it, and then, like, it kills all of the bacteria, and then you're just, like, good to go?
Nah, it sounds like QAnon shit.
No, that's black grandmother shit.
Yeah,
it's not.
You never had to do that shit.
No, I'm trying to think if there's nothing crazy like that in my family.
Rubbing alcohol,
Or you can make it wintergreen.
The isopropyl, cooked all that shit up in your membranes.
That's why it'd be terrible for you.
It was terrible, of course.
Is that what you guys did?
My grandma used to doing that. Yeah, like I got. I still kind of do it.
Shit, during quarantine, I would do this and then put.
When I first got COVID, I definitely tried that. Like the very, very first time, and we didn't know what it was, and I just felt that.
Put some alcohol right here.
You know what I mean?
Sniff just to.
Do something.
Yeah.
Even if it's wrong.
I don't think it's any different than like taking a shot, though. You know what I mean? Like,
it's probably a little bit different.
How so?
Because it's going into
your lungs, and it's 99% whatever the fuck alcohol. That's not good. You can't ingest that.
Wait.
An ingesting thing is better than inhaling things.
But drinking alcohol, that shit don't go in your lungs?
I don't know.
Go in your bloodstream.
Oh, for sure. It's in there. It's not good for you. I'm not arguing that.
We all killers. We all killing ourselves slow somehow, right?
Yeah. The whole Kendrick.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Like,
you like the new album, Kendrick album?
I do like the new album.
Have you guys listened at all, Kendrick Lamar?
Who?
Yeah. I don't even know why.
I don't know. Kendrick is big.
Nah, I've heard that name. I don't know if I know any of his music.
Yeah. No rap for you at all?
No, I listen to a lot. Yeah. Yeah, but like older shit.
Okay.
You know, like the stuff I grew up with.
So what's your go-to, like in the car, running?
The most of it is Eminem, and then
No, I'm talking about regular music. Like what's your go-to genre?
Everything. Music? Like I got like every song I like is on one playlist, and it ranges from like 50s fucking like, woo, you know, whatever fucking twist and shout and all that shit.
Okay.
Up until like, I don't know, fucking ends. I listen to everything.
Really? So you don't break your playlist up by genre?
I got like a few.
Because I can fuck with your mental. I got also, like a, dude, a, all over the moods like that. You know what I mean? To go from ooh to Eminem, like, that could induce a little bit of
schizophrenia.
Yeah.
That's not a bad theory.
Yeah, you might have to start organizing your music, bro. You know?
Man.
That's too many moods to go like.
Yeah.
Like, I play with that shit on the road.
I'm living in chaos.
Like a bowl of crayons.
All the ups and downs and twists and turns.
This motherfucker's emotional.
Yeah,
emotional
music
ears.
Is emotional. You got to pick one and do that for a little while, you know? Like.
I like a little chaos.
Yeah. Were you a kid that, like, you.
Probably not good, though.
Like, were you like a scatter toys out everywhere?
I still am. I still leave shit out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get yelled at, you know.
Oh, by your wife?
Yeah, she'd be like, "Why is this here?" I'm like, "I don't know, I left it there."
Oh.
And I just get
Is it toys though? Is it still toys?
No, it's not still actual like action figures and shit. It's like I'll leave my Xbox controller out or something like that, you know? Or I'll leave
toys, yes.
Or I'll leave. Oh.
That's an honest thing though. How old were you when you put down action figures, you know?
A while back. I mean, maybe what? 10?
Okay,
tops?
That's good.
You're playing with Legos over Christmas.
But those are grown-up Legos, Shannon.
Some people get paid to do that. What about you, Shannon? How old were you put down like dolls?
Or did you ever pick up dolls? You know,
you
strike me as just a regular, like a weird childhood girl. Like just,
you
collected stamps.
No.
And you watched your father drink like corn liquor or some shit like that.
No, my dad wasn't a drinker. Okay. No, I think early because I. I have a much younger sister. She's like 6 years younger than me.
Okay.
So as growing up, like I tried to distance us. Like you're a baby. Like I'm an adult or I'm a teenager or whatever. So I tried to put the distance between us a lot, hang out with my friends and try to like drop the kidness early, I feel like.
I can give you an idea. The last time when they had the Ninja Turtle figures that you could morph from actual turtles into whatever fucking year that was. That was like my last toy that I remember.
Yeah. Like these, I never made it to these. That's why I got these when I seen them. Like,
yeah, I never made it to those. Like, that was first edition.
Yeah, we just got these because we are like Mike and Raph out of the thing. But like I was definitely still playing with them on the low. Mm. About like 13, 14, you know what I mean? Just like in the crib. That was my little release, you know what I mean? And it was a weird thing of like, fuck, I can't really tell nobody I do this shit. Because like by the time, like I lost my virginity and I was still playing with action figures.
See, that is crazy.
That's what I was thinking about, like trying to get
wild.
Yeah, they were like...
That's a double life.
Yeah, they were empty condom wrappers in my nightstand drawer, but I'd still be like with the G.I. Joes in bed at night, you know what I mean?
That's fucking
awesome. What about you? How long when did you put down action figures?
I can't recall, but all I know is I stopped spending money on... I remember I stopped spending money on action figures and started spending money on sneakers.
Oh, wait, no, because you still had them.
Yeah, I had
when
them.
I came to your apartment in Jersey, you had Ninja Turtles. I remember that was your, that but was the
those
deal.
Those are in the package, though.
Okay.
They in the package. They collectors.
But I remember that was the deal. You told her, hey, don't tell nobody about my Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but no, you they're really not outside the package. But they not outside the package. They in the actual wrapping from the early 90s or whatever.
Okay.
Playmates or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah, but I really start buying clothes and stop giving a fuck. I want to say high school. Yeah, high school, I stopped playing with toys.
Okay, so you still playing with action figures, what, past 14?
What? Nah, right to up to like 13. 13. And then I was just like, fuck that. Girls are starting. And then I was like, well, I need gear. And this one I need to start focusing on. Outfits. Yeah, outfits and push-ups and all that horse shit. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that kid shit went out the door when I was about 13, 14. Yeah. I remember. And then I lost my virginity when I was 20. In a Pontiac Grand Prix, 1995. Because the front seat, you lift the armchair up, turn it to a couch.
You want to talk about an alter ego. You every now and again, old man Gaines arrives.
Because I start reflecting. I don't know what the fuck y'all Gaines. Do. But I start thinking about the good old days in the streets.
Old man Gaines, this is about to wander off into him chewing. You understand? Like, this is a,
it was a good time. Yeah. Automatically get dentures. Back in my motherfucking day.
Where are you
day.
Going? There's a conversation with four people.
Yeah, and I went off. I took my cue from him. He's schizo shit. I'm schizo too,
Let's
motherfucker.
Do it.
Let's rock. Huh?
All of us.
That's right.
All right, man. Let's do some plugs, man. Let's get to some plugs, Dylan. See what's
already?
Going on here. Yeah, well, let's get to them and then we'll reset. You know what I mean? Because it. Got a little stiff in there. All right. DaveTempleComedy.com is the website. Listen, tickets are available June 12th. I am recording my third album over at the Brooklyn Comedy Club, 308 Bedford Avenue. Please make sure you get your tickets now. They are selling, and they are selling actually pretty fast. I'm actually excited about that. So thank you all for the support. But this show will sell out. Make sure you guys are all in the building. Black Ass is a movie every goddamn Sunday.
Black
the same
Ass
location.
Is a movie. Better yet, a Navy.
The pay-per-view is up and running on GasDigitalNetwork.com/events for $5. From home or anywhere in the world, you can be right there in the room. Derek, what you got coming up? Let them know, man.
I got some things cooking that I can't announce.
Oh, you can't tell them about it?
Because I'm waiting for a contract. I'm jaded.
Shit.
I don't wait. I don't believe shit till shit happens. Bernie right. Mac said that.
You right.
So I got some shit brewing. I always got something brewing.
Yeah.
So when it's cooked, y'all know. And I'll announce it and do all that fly shit. But until then, no need for apologies. All
right. And I guess the thing is, Maddie, what do you got to plug, man?
I got a lot of shit brewing, but nothing's cooked yet. You know, so until then, you can follow me.
You should have looked at me when you said that, not her.
I know it's going to annoy her. You can
it's going to annoy me too. I'm just letting you know.
You can follow me at Jester Skulls or Dr. Jester Skulls, wherever you're not allowed to do the other one.
Shannon, what do you got going on, love?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. And listen to The Thing Is. Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. All sorts of interesting guests. And that's really it.
Cool. Cut it off there. So, does this ever feel like a dating experience, like when you go on a podcast, like when you ever have guests come on a podcast and it feels almost like a dating experience?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say yes. I can think of, like, there's somebody that pops into my mind where it's like not a great date experience, mm-hmm. where it's kind of like you're struggling to be like, you ask a question, they give a very short answer, and it's like, what's another question I can ask? You know, like, just kind of trying to keep the conversation going.
That's when you know the chemistry ain't there yet.
Yes. But this one guest that I'm thinking of, I don't want to say his name, but I feel like he did not vibe with me at all.
Uh-huh.
But he, like, vibed
with Maddie. Was it the fighter guy?
No. He vibed with Maddie, though.
That's why she hated him, because he liked me.
No, I just, there wasn't a flow.
Who are you talking about?
I'll say it.
What's his first and last name? What's he do for a living?
He's a fighter guy?
He's an actor.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, it was just, and I guess it's like outside the wheelhouse a little bit. I didn't really know him very well, but yeah, it was just, it was a rough one.
Hot now, and you guys clicked. Was the conversation flowing between you guys, or was it stiff between you also?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know who she's talking about. That's why she can like. She knows I would out it. Who is it?
No.
Just say his first and last name.
Well, let me ask you. Was it flowing between them or no?
It was. He seemed to like him better. Yeah, so like he was warmer to him, but it still wasn't flowing. I can say it. It's not. He's not a bad person. Like, I'm a fan of his.
No one said, hey, relax, Shannon. No one, you jumped. He's not a bad person. No one said
I'm prefacing it if I do say his name, because I don't want to make it like I'm trashing him, because I do enjoy him as a person.
Right.
So it's not a trash. It's just we didn't click.
You think they don't know? You think they don't know that you think they didn't feel that?
Oh, I think they. Yeah, I think they. Oh, okay,
yeah, so just say it. If everyone's thinking say it out loud.
Okay. Otherwise, it was just you that felt that. And you're like, I don't want him to know I felt that way.
He must have felt it. It was. It's Dominic Lombardozzi.
Okay. I like that guy.
Yeah, he listens to New Neat for Apologies.
That's too many syllables. Yeah.
You would know him if you.
I know
like
who he is.
Herc from The Wire.
Yeah, he's from The Wire. That's what I'm saying. I know who he is, but I'm like, yeah, he doesn't listen. I know there's no way he listens to No Need for Apologies.
Yeah, he don't.
Unless one of our fans are just assholes and then they go to at him.
Yeah, please don't do that.
That's so funny. I mean, you said his whole goddamn too many syllables name.
So. Do you remember vibing with him or no?
Yeah, I remember enough to be like, if I saw him again, I'd be like, oh yeah, that's one of the people who likes me.
Fuck, you know? Maddie, I can't tell whether you were just drunk and thought you were charming or not.
Then or now?
There.
Both.
Correct.
I can see now what it is. You think a lot. Like, I see your eyes dot dark. Yeah. Before you answer any questions.
Yeah.
Which is like scary.
I try to think.
Yeah, you but it's like think. It's like you're almost.
No one's ever called me on it before.
Huh?
No one's ever called me
on
it before.
Oh, my bad. I hope you don't feel like this is a call out.
No, that's fine.
No, call him out, nigga.
Go ahead.
That's why he drinks so much, I think, is to quell that.
Quell it. Oh, to give it a good quell.
Yeah.
See, like, is this an ayahuasca experience where I'm like.
Put a nice little quell on it.
Figuring it all out.
Put a sponge around his personality.
Well, what happens is the different. The hesitant to answer and the shifty eye, it puts everybody else on guard. Like,
so sympathetic.
What's up with and then they get nervous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, see, I'm a bit different because I'm just on some like, all right, where's he going? What's happening? Yeah. You know what I mean? So
it's a good thing I'm a little dog.
Yeah, more nervous. Little dogs. Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
I got chased by 10 dogs in Arizona. Sorry, I sound like an old
lady. You got chased by 10 dogs?
Remember that time I told you that story?
You got chased because you was running?
Yeah, I told you that story, right?
I think wasn't when we was doing.
But I'm glad. No, it was recently in March when I went out to go see my daughter for her birthday.
Oh, okay.
And then I went for a run. And then, like, these dogs came out of the fence and they all came, but they weren't like
they
little
sound
cute
like
dogs
Charvella dogs. That sound like Charvella set them
off the beaten path. Like, Arizona cities just kind of end.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Turn like,
you'll just
sand.
Whop, and then it's just trailer park. You know what I mean?
Desert.
Like, so, definitely, these dogs may have been playing.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But. Mm-hmm. They were too big.
You weren't
for me
sticking
to,
around to find out.
Fuck no. Yeah, yeah. Fuck no. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even want to try to fight them. You know what I mean?
So, what happened?
I was basically a lot of skipping. Hey, somebody. Like, you know, no. And then, like, there was cars that could see it and they, like, beeped a little bit, but they started to turn around also. And I got back to the intersection and they didn't cross the intersection.
Mm-hmm.
They stood at the intersection and they all bark, but it was like, holy shit.
Oh,
what kind of dogs are you talking about here?
Like trash dogs. Like, how can I explain it?
Okay,
like,
alley dogs.
Like, if you go to a house, picture a house in the desert with, like, a bunch of cars in the yard. The cars are all dusty and have tarps on them, parts missing.
Just a bunch of mutts.
Like a mastiff?
And then it's just a bunch of dogs in the yard. Like, I don't know whether they're being bred here or
hungry.
What the deal is.
Right.
But when they see me, they immediately run to where there's a hole in the fence that there are three rocks lazily placed there. So it's like they've been getting out. This is a problem.
Yep, yep.
They're out chasing after everything. It's been, and this is the best this guy can do. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was like, yeah.
You was in trouble, bro.
Absolutely.
Did they, like, get to you at all, or you were able to outrun them the whole time?
They were in kicking distance because I was kicking my ass off. That was the funny thing. I didn't tell y'all that because I didn't want people to think I was a bad person, because that was my first instinct. I'm going to kick the fuck out of this dog. And then, like, when the rest of them kept coming through the hole, I was like, ah, shit, this ain't gonna work.
You better
have
go
enough
to, yeah.
kicks. Like,
this ain't the Sandlot, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
I know. Like, and it's a bigger, but that's my natural instinct. And I realize that shit might be getting me into trouble. Like, when I tell stories like that, honestly, I realize how people feel about animals, and it's different, right? So I just realized I may have talked myself out of some shit before. One time I did this gig with a comic. And she was in the car. And we were just sharing stories. And I was sharing a story about how the person I was in a relationship with was more empathetic than me and how I found out. And it was because her cat peed on, like, my stuff. Like, looked me in the fucking eye and peed on my bag. And that was, like, to me, a direct challenge. I took the fucking broom and I began to beat the fuck out of this cat, right? To which, the same reaction you just had, she just had. Like, to the point she got on the phone and called Keith Robinson. Like, hey, I got Dave Temple here. He said he beats cats. Wait, and I'm I didn't say beat cats. I'm like,
who the fuck is this?
And then here's the thing, though. The funny thing was, Keith is on the phone like, what? Okay. And she's like, you agree with this? He's like, it's a cat. Fuck a cat. But, like, she was mortified. You know what I mean? On some, I don't think she wanted to be in the car with me anymore, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
How many strikes of the broom are we talking about here?
I couldn't catch it. You know what I mean? Like, maybe one or two.
So you only really got a good connection once.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I would do that. 100%. I love animals. But well, fuck you.
That's
but
not
to,
how you
to
teach.
The girl, I think the girl that called Keith, next time I see her, I'm going to piss on her clothes. How about... And then everything's fair after that. How about that?
But it's like... It went from a one-time thing. Yeah, like, the way that phone call was made was, he beats cats.
Like, for a living.
right.
She generalized you.
$12,000 an hour is what I charge to beat cats.
Jesus.
Would you do it for 12 grand an hour, beat a cat?
No, I know, because you're a cat connoisseur, right?
You eat them.
Like, you collect.
She collect cats.
You collect classic cats, right?
Like antique cars. She be having them hairless, goofy ones, them Siamese joints walking around the house.
I know your heart is there cats.
I love animals. I'm also a vegan. You know, like, I really, like, try to not hurt animals. I understand in that situation, though, the situation with the dogs, I can justify the kicking because you felt like you were in danger. The situation with the cat, and I know you don't really care about animals at all.
I love animals. What are you talking about?
But not in a different way. But that hitting the cat, though, it's like, that's a thing done out of anger.
Correct.
That's not going to teach the cat to not do this again. The cat doesn't understand. It's not putting two and two together.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's being so mean to me.
Right.
I'm
right,
just
right.
a tiny little animal.
And that was me also. I was just as dumb at that point also. So
wait,
you got
to
give me
the
credit.
Am I supposed to grab the cat and rub his nose in my clothes?
No, there's nothing. You can't do anything.
Just have cat piss clothes.
You just don't put your clothes on the floor where the cat can pee on them.
Oh, yeah. It's your fault.
I mean, your stuff is on the floor.
Yeah, it's a gym bag. I'm sorry.
It's a gym bag. You don't really put that up or shit.
Well, I learned. Yeah, I did learn that day that you can't put stuff on the floor.
The cat taught you.
No. The cat should not teach you, because then you go to other people's houses where they don't have cats, and that's not a problem.
But
you know
don't cats use litter boxes? Like, what the fuck? Like, don't cats use litter boxes?
Yeah. If the cat was fixed, it still may have, like, seen you as a threat.
And that's what happened was... We found out, and that's where I had to learn the empathy. She never got to that part of the story either. Was the fact that it turned out when she called me to be like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm beating this fucking cat. This cat, you don't beat the cat. You don't beat the cat. Put the cat in the cage. Take it to the vet. Something's wrong. And I'm like, what? And she's like, I'm telling you something's wrong. So I followed her directions and put the cat in the thing and took it to the cage. Cat had urinary tract infection. Uh-huh. I'm like, holy shit.
And you heard
it. It's crazy that you were able to figure that out and blah, blah, blah. She never got to that part of this beautiful love story because all she, you beat cats! You beat cats! Like, what the fuck? Like, no! I'm trying to tell you a fucking beautiful story here.
What's the beautiful part of that story?
That he put
more,
the cat
she was
in
more empathetic than I was.
Oh, got it.
See what I'm saying? You just focus on the cat beating. This is like when you watch a slave movie and you just focus on, you don't even focus on the triumph. You're just like, they did what? And like, listen, this is a redemption story. No, they did what? Like, oh my God. That's a whole fucking lesson.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. So what if, like, I had, like, a sweater or something, like, uh-oh, up on something?
Derek's turning on her.
Yeah, because Derek's pissing me the fuck off. Nah, what if I got, like...
some fly shit.
Whatever this is coming, the way they treated you about this cat shit, like, they just negated that a cat pissed on your clothes, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And y'all like, yeah, and
he's in the fashion.
I'm in the clothes.
Over cats.
So what if I got something up?
I don't know if you've heard of his organization.
And the cat pisses on my shit and it's off the ground. Is it still my fault?
It's not your fault.
Should I throw the cat into the fucking hot shower because it pissed on my $1,500 sweatshirt? When the fuck am I right? Shannon, I need to know. When
saying.
The fuck am I correct?
Cats are bullies.
Yeah, man.
Correct.
When the fuck am I correct?
Yeah.
Because that's fucking crazy.
The cats never get their ass whooped.
Nah.
Never.
You gonna ammonia piss on my $2,000 Celine?
Yeah.
We gonna have a fucking problem. And I'm gonna look to somebody.
Somebody's gotta pay.
You can't tell me, nah, fuck that. No, you need to help me out and figure out why I shouldn't beat the shit out of this cat for pissing on my clothes.
It's the owner's fault.
So fuck up the owner.
Yeah. Somebody gotta get fucked up.
Yes.
But
somebody getting fucked up. I'm sorry. Because if I come over your house and my shit is up and I'm being responsible, then your fucking cat pisses on my clothes. It's not gonna be a nice day after that.
This has never happened to me. There's
okay,
nobody
cool.
that comes to my house where my cat is peeing
right,
or
yeah.
pooping or anything
back,
on any of this stuff. This has
back.
Never
my,
happened.
My girl just went through this where her family brought a dog to graduation.
Uh-huh.
And the dog shouldn't be at graduation.
Oh, no!
But the dog, it's new dog, you know what I mean? Dog got spooked, peed. Alright, cool. Now, it peed on a person that was holding it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, post-graduation, well, they want to take pictures. So now this person's got to stay here in dog pee taking pictures in the heat because they can't go back to the hotel. And it's like, at what point do we start thinking of people before we start thinking of the animals, guys?
And don't get me wrong. I love me some dogs.
I love animals.
I love a dog.
But that's the shit I don't like about animals.
That's also not that dog's fault.
It's not the dog's fault. Dogs, like, and I'm not even trashy. I'm just saying, like, animals make people stupid. Can we say that at least?
Uh-oh. Come on, Dave.
Can we say that, Shannon?
Wait, I want to see where you're going with
yeah,
it.
Go
no,
with
no,
it.
No. You need to agree first. No. Because it's like people lose their ability to process like what's right or not. So like one time I was in a 16-passenger van, right? Drive a church van. We driving, bird dips across, bloop, across the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
Lady,
across the windshield?
Let's go with a steering wheel. There's 16 Christians in this fucking van.
Over some bird shit?
And it's like, lady, I love animals. Get a hold of the steering wheel. You know what I mean? Like, animals do that to people.
They do it to people.
That's a silly thing. Okay. I will give you that one.
Thank you.
When a bird flying through traffic, you don't think that's reasonable?
No, her reaction to it is the problem. Again, it's the person's fault, not the animal's fault.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Man.
Like the other night in front of the stand, some goofy white motherfucker came in
with a goat?
No.
Oh, I've seen
with a possum in a fucking stroller.
Okay.
Oh, that's a flex.
I saw a dog in a stroller in a Friendly's recently. I thought that was fucking wild.
In
that's
a stroller.
A flex. That's a flex.
I don't know what's wrong with y'all people, man. I just don't.
Where do you go to get a possum?
Where do you
just
go
grab
get
one off the street?
And then just squire
suburbs,
around New York City for everybody to look at? I can't stand this shit, man.
I don't love possums.
I saw somebody walking a pig
does?
One year.
Maddie, are you an animal guy?
Not a possum guy.
You own dogs?
But yeah, for 100%.
Like
I don't have a dog
I
now.
Love
no,
dogs.
I'm not
Shout
allowed
out
to have
dogs.
One in my apartment.
Yeah.
But I love animals.
Love me.
Yeah.
What is the most outside of the norm animal you guys would go? Like, if you could go out, cat, dog, hamster,
ferret,
bird.
Maybe?
ferret?
Yeah, maybe ferret.
I see the videos of hedgehogs and they seem so cute.
They
I feel
can't
like
do
a little hedgehog. They eat bugs.
Cool. That's fun.
Like
what
that.
Do raccoons do? I like raccoons. Oh,
they are cute with their
cool.
little hands.
I saw one out in the daytime
I would have a
yesterday.
Raccoon.
I freaked the fuck out.
You should.
Yeah, they are pretty wild.
If they're out in the day. That's bad, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they should be hiding.
They might not, you know, it's not like a guarantee, but it's a bad sign.
Yeah,
it's rabies, a bad sign. You see a raccoon during the day.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck
those
with
are night guys.
Yep. Yeah.
Those
at
are
the very
thief squirrels.
At the very least, he's cranky. Right?
Absolutely.
He's up when he should be sleeping.
Dave, you were talking about how like people take animals over people. Have you ever seen the video of a guy letting a turkey run in the middle of a highway?
No.
What do you
and a car's crashing as
there's,
a result?
So there's like two separate videos from different people who have no connection to each other of this turkey running
you
on the highway.
You have this video queued up?
Yeah, I do.
All right, go ahead.
Come on, Dave.
That'd be so weird if you didn't.
Wait,
oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Wait for it.
He tried to save it, right?
Wait.
No, he's like laughing about it. And
he didn't make it very far.
See?
That was the best fucking thing that ever happened.
Wow.
Oh, this is the guy.
Fucking per hour, a fucking bird. The fuck, dude?
All right, door's open. Get the fuck out.
That's insane.
See? Playing around. Playing around.
What? So the first guy was doing this as like a joke? Like, let's see how far the turkey gets across the road?
Yeah,
no,
right.
That's what it...
I think so, yeah.
Think
why did the chicken cross the road?
Well, no, I think it looks like he's like semi broke down and then it was just open. I mean, it is a little sadistic. He was obviously like, let's see what happens.
Yeah. I hate that the bird went through my man's windshield.
But that's what people
do. Yeah, but he almost killed the dude, though.
Yeah.
People, I've watched you guys almost kill yourself over Jay and Christine's dog.
I didn't do anything.
You didn't, but Christine got hurt pretty bad. Like, blood was drawn.
What happened?
Blood was drawn on
so
a Tuesday
dramatic.
Morning.
What did You're Hawkins so make somebody do?
He almost ran into traffic.
Oh, my God. Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah. And we're, like, I laugh at it all the time because, like, we just go to smoke. Mm-hmm. We just go to this little corner just to smoke. It's supposed to be a nice peaceful. Little post-game.
Post-game.
Pipe. Little post-game peace pipe.
I'm listening. And, what the fuck happened?
And then they always bring this dog. And like within 3 seconds, there's two people wrestling the dog down to get cigarette butts out of its mouth and stuff like that. And it's just like, this isn't fun, people.
Yeah.
I'll take the puppy to the fucking
But
cipher. You don't look like you're having fun.
Yeah, Dawkins put like a dirty napkin in her mouth last Tuesday. It was awful.
I'm like, what are you doing?
So I'm just saying. Now, Shannon, we ask everybody this. And
people
I know you
like
wanted Matt.
Vibes,
I know you
man.
Wanted Matt to go first, but I'm going to ask you only because as we're talking about animals just being an inconvenience to the people, I am so curious. Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized but didn't?
Do you think that it's going to have something to do with animals?
I don't know. I only thought about that because I thought about one time where I watched a friend of mine, her dog shitted downstairs. So her aunt took the dog shit and brought it back upstairs and put it in front of her apartment door just out of like, you know. And I was like, come on, dude. You should have just like...
got rid of the shit.
But done. So, you know, sometimes it gets there. Who knows?
I mean, I don't think my animals have ever really inconvenienced another person. I really want Maddie to answer.
Your
this
cat
first.
Puts his asshole in the Zoom camera every
he says
episode
what's up.
We do.
He says what's up to you guys.
I don't appreciate
He's
the way he says
sweet.
What's up.
Wow.
He's being sweet.
Don't I have a bit about how they do that?
The
is that like a thing?
It.
No, I do a whole
asshole.
Bit about how cats are assholes and they want to show off
their
intention. They walk around with their tails in the air.
They do.
Just to show their asshole off. Have you ever been tricked into thinking you're going to get affection? Like the cat comes in head first to give you a little whisker nod and you lean in and then they immediately turn around and put the asshole in your face?
No,
asshole.
My cats
that's
are
in
angels.
Person. That's on purpose.
My cats are angels. And the only reason why their butt is facing the camera is because their face is facing me. Like they're saying what's up to me. They don't realize that you guys are there. That's not him doing something wrong.
They don't feel no breeze on their asshole.
They don't feel the world watching.
Yeah, they don't feel like a little drift come by because they exposed asshole.
Or is that cat's third eye?
Cats.
I'm on to you.
Maybe.
All right, Maddie. She's
stalling.
Delaying.
Yeah.
Let's see what you got. We'll come back to Shannon.
Has
ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized but didn't?
Yeah, I was trying to think of one that didn't make me sound like this much of an asshole, but I'll just say it.
There you go, bro.
High school.
Yeah.
It was a friend of mine, and we kind of like, we lost touch. Like, he started hanging out with a different group.
Okay.
And then just abandoned us, who, like, he was kind of like...
A likely story.
He was an outcast. We were outcasts. We were like, oh, you're an outcast. Come hang out with this outcast group. Then he got a chance to hang out with, like, the cool kids. So he went off, and then he started talking shit about us. So the next time I saw him, I told him, I hope you catch cancer. And then maybe a year or so later, he caught cancer. And then I saw him. I didn't talk to him after that because I was like, well, that's a little bit too freaky.
And did you realize you had magical abilities at that moment?
I haven't said it since, just in case. I don't think that's the, you know, I don't think that's the answer.
Did you find the Zoltar at a at a boardwalk? But, I wish he had cancer.
Thinner. Yeah. Then I saw him, like, outside a shop right one day. And, like, we were just cordial, said hello, whatever. It didn't come up, which, like, how does that come up?
But whether or not you still have cancer?
He had had it. It seemed like he was better in, like, remission. And, like, I probably should have been like, hey, man, sorry about that. I didn't mean that. Obviously, it's like, it's not me.
He probably doesn't even remember it.
That's what I was hoping for. That's why I didn't say anything.
Oh, you said it to his face.
Correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he died, and I've been living with that ever since.
No, he did die?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Fuck, I was trying to get used to that energy. Wow. I laughed because I thought that was a fucking joke.
Wow.
I laughed because that's how he delivers the jokes.
Wow. I
mean, you just made me look like an asshole, man. No. He's like, yeah, he got cancer and he died. I'm over here.
And that's fun for me.
So you told him he wished he'd catch cancer because he joined the cool kids to talk shit about y'all.
Correct.
Yeah.
What kind of shit
very unreasonable.
He was talking about?
What do you mean?
What kind of shit he think?
I don't know.
Probably wasn't cancerous.
No, it was what? No.
It was cancer.
No, it was
you were an evil son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know. It's
absolutely.
Yeah, you two deserve each other. Shannon's evil too. Yeah, all right, yeah. She's done evil.
Are you back on my side, Derek? Yeah. Get you back on my side.
Yeah, I think that's how we did it, man.
So go ahead, tell your story.
Y'all motherfuckers been ping ponging some weird shit over there, man. I don't know who to trust over there. I really don't. And I know y'all can feel it in my fucking voice. Hey, Dylan. Come on, man. Yeah.
Wait, what was that?
What is that?
That's a sound like some West.
I like it.
Anyway, so
it was just a weird combination, though.
I tried playing some old timey music for Old Man Gaines. I thought he was coming back out.
Oh, yeah.
No,
what is the vibe that you picking up right now?
You know, he just wishing cancer on niggas.
Only one.
I'm
only the one.
I know. This guy could have been a fucking piece of shit.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I did after that wish someone to fall down the stairs, and then they did. And then since then, I've not wished that on, like, anything. Like, I don't know what that does. Like, what does that do a thing in the universe?
Let me ask you this. Because it sounds like you grew up, you were told to keep your hands to yourself. Are you not a hitter?
No.
Yeah. Now, do you see how much easier hitting is, people? Ladies and gentlemen, if you just hit, it's over and done with. Wishing cancer on people?
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
If you could have just struck them.
I'm just saying.
Shot a fair one.
And that's not your fault. That's not your fault. You're the pet in this. It's the owner.
Yeah.
Right.
The owner did not teach you to hit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No. Yeah.
Way to bring that shit around full circle. Yeah, man.
Great, Dave.
You the cat. You pissed on his fucking clothes. This the nigga that pissed on his clothes with cancer. That's what he did.
I feel like he pissed on our clothes and I hit him with a cancer broom.
You hit him with a broom. Yeah. It's like, okay,
there you go.
I'll take that.
He pissed on your clothes.
Bobbity, boom!
Go ahead, Shane.
Okay, I did think of one.
Okay.
I have one. Okay.
Did you kill anyone?
No, I didn't.
Oh, all right.
And I also kind of don't feel very bad about it, but
I
guess...
Oh, I already know. I already know.
I guess I should have apologized. But back in, like, my 20s or whatever, I met this guy at a club, and he is, like, my type. My type to a T.
That's my type.
Okay. 100%
my type. And we start talking. I realize some of my friends know him. And I'm like, oh, it's weird that I've never met this guy before. We exchange numbers. We start talking a little bit. I know, I'm very handsy.
I like it.
You're a guinea.
And then, I don't know if I can do it now. But then I found out through my friends that saw me talking to him. They're like, oh, that's so-and-so who your cousin used to date. And I'm like, oh my God, I never even put two and two together that my cousin was, like, obsessed with this guy for a while. And, like, she, like, he was not into her very much and she was very into him. So she used to, like, bring him food all the time, clean his house, all this stuff. And he was, like, not into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right. I mean, my cousin talked to him, and even though he is so my type, I guess I can't do anything about it. And then she found out that he and I like exchanged numbers, and so she called me to like reprimand me about it.
I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, and then once this phone call happened, and she's like, oh, but you know, like we were together and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And she thought that she put me on hold for a minute, but she picked up a phone call from another friend, and she's like, this bitch, I'm going to kill her, blah, blah, blah. And when I heard that, I was like, well, now I have to continue to be with him forever.
Oh, shit.
Wow. What a fuck.
And so, and now I just did it out of spite. And like, we continued to date for a while.
She's figurating on that guy.
Off and on. And he was like way more, he was way more into me than I was into him.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, okay, yeah, whatever. It's fine. And so, and ever since then, like, we have never, like, we're family, you know, but we, I wasn't invited to her wedding. You know, like when we're around each other, we say hi and bye, and that's really it. So like,
well, she's getting married to another dude. She still wouldn't.
She's on post after this.
Yeah. All like years and years. This is like 15, 20 years.
It's
a
your
long time
cousin.
Ago. My cousin.
Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, I guess that wasn't the right thing to do, but the way that she went about it, like, don't, it was disrespectful. And so I'm like, now why am I going to do this thing for you?
Fuck, I'm mad because Shannon is actually right on this one.
Yeah,
it's like, right. As much as Shannon was, because I always want to be like, and you think you owe her an apology? Fuck no. You know what I mean? Like, no, because that's a weird thing of also the energy that she has. Like, the same way you saw that, he saw that. You don't date a person and not see them to talk, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, oh, yeah, no one wants to be around that kind of person. And that's usually what that is. So that person is also out of your life as a result.
Yeah, because she obviously was the cuckoo.
Right.
The cocoa puff.
And I'm going to have to say, you know, this is actually like, this is good because both of you, it's the same situation because your person was an asshole and also needed to be removed out of your life.
And off the earth, apparently.
Yeah. That was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, wow. So, like, I mean, yeah, that's weird to even know. Like, how did you find out you weren't invited to, like, a wedding?
Oh, because all of the rest of my family was.
Dag.
But she's married with kids now, and I am just single with my two cats. So who's really the winner here? Like, she's doing fine. Am I? It's she's
if she's
like,
happy, yeah.
Correct, yeah. If she's miserable.
Why do y'all think kids is the win?
It's not the win.
Kid for the win.
It's not. I'm too old now. Anyway, I'm going to be 40 in 2 weeks.
Every woman
my
on this podcast has said that. We are dealing with an old batch lately. Every woman on the podcast lately has said, I'm too old for
children. We got to get these young stupids on, man.
We're trying to appeal to a certain demographic on YouTube.
We got to get some young, stupid 20-somes on here to talk about how they had to take birth control
just before
they got on the show.
Since you started saying that into microphones, have your DMs totally dried up?
No.
Just guys are like, oh, what? She's that old?
No, they haven't.
No?
No, I guess that's a good thing. But it's also not like, it's not people I'm going to date for real. That's like not real life.
What, the internet?
Yeah.
The internet is not real life.
It's not.
Wait, don't you don't meet people online?
No.
I thought you were up that close. But do you feel like the internet's real life?
I mean, I guess. I haven't done it.
You married.
What? I'm married now. Yeah. I've been with the same chick for 18 years now, so I've been out of that.
I never
got a shot at it. You know, I never got a chance to play the numbers game.
Yeah. Is that a conspiracy, or did you do that to yourself?
I did that one to myself.
There you go, boss.
I think I owe myself an apology.
There you go. Yeah. That's the time you should apologize and you didn't.
I do want to hear one of these good, like, could you give me, because I know you do conspiracy theory, man. Like, could you give me, like, what's top brewing in your brain? I know she doesn't want
to
hear
it. I'm not, like, smart enough to figure it out. I just, like, I know something's up. You know what I mean?
And, okay.
Like,
So when you say, do you follow other people's theory to be like, oh, I've heard that theory, or?
Well, it'll spark, I won't spark most of it myself. I can't think of anything offhand that I've.
I'll give you one. I wrote a whole book about one. Yep. You might love this one, man. Shameless plug for my book, Influencer, right? Mm-hmm. So I wrote this book about how there's a secret society that controls celebrities and makes them do asinine shit on social media to dumb us all down.
Mm.
See, like, I'll hear something like that and be like, I don't necessarily believe it 100%, but I also don't not believe it 100%. You know what I mean? Because, like, I don't know everything. So I'm just, like, kind of looking at what's more likely. And it does seem like there is, I mean, there's elitists in the world, right? Like, there's an upper echelon of people who know shit that we don't know. No? Am I nuts?
No
one's saying anything.
No.
Yeah, there's a higher up that don't know stuff.
I think everybody is like a god in their category. Like, we're stage guys. We're gods in comedy.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Uh-huh.
We suck at a bunch of other stuff.
Right? Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pretty much everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, pretty much everything else.
Yeah. She's a god at, you know, cat stuff or whatever, right? Like, you understand animals, right?
You get the animals.
Well, no, okay. What would you say is your god-like thing? What are you the most talented at?
I don't have a thing. I really don't. Like, there were so many classes I wanted to take of things, new things to do this year so I could, like, have a talent and, like, be good at something. I don't have a thing. I'm sorry to make that a real
I know, it was funny. It's also funny to be, it's also funny to be like, I'm old enough to not have kids, but not discover my talent either.
What if you just don't have one?
No, nah, you got a talent.
All that weed,
I don't think you're
smoke.
Paying attention to it. She doesn't
weed.
Smoke weed.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Shannon's, that's Shannon's talent. She don't.
Okay.
Like, which is hard to do. Believe it or not, the hardest thing you can do is nothing.
It does. I drink.
Wow.
Tao said that.
Okay. The hardest thing you can do is nothing.
Yeah, man. Like, be like a tree. You know what I mean? Just sit there. You know, let go of leaves every season. Like, hey, okay, whatever.
Got that's my talent. I'm a tree.
Let go of leaves.
You're a tree,
dude.
People find shade and solace in you.
You feel like you don't. You feel like you're not respecting the trees right now.
Oh, I am. I love the trees.
No, because I feel like you're looking at being labeled a tree as a bad thing.
No, it's just like you're like, yeah. So you're nothing. That's your talent. Cool. Next. So
you think trees are nothing. No, you think trees do.
They don't.
Have you breathed by oxygen?
Wow. No respect for
trees. You're treeous.
See what I'm saying?
Tell Maddie what he's a god of.
No.
Schizophrenia.
Because that's what I'm talking about, Shannon. See, animals make people stupid. Because you're so focused on cats, you can't see how good trees are.
Yeah, man. Because cats just pee on trees, right?
You're turning on me again, Derek.
Yeah, man. Y'all ping ponging some weird shit. I'll be with you, and then I don't be with you. And I'll be like, God damn, we was going, and then now, but shit.
Old man gangs.
Be a tree. Trees are nice. They you know, they got leaves and fruit on them.
Okay, I'm a goddess of trees.
There you go. Goddess of trees. There you go.
What is the goddess? Dylan, please look up the goddess of trees so that we can refer to Shannon as such.
As such. From now on.
I know there's a goddess of trees.
I hope it's a cool name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what's Maddie the god of? Let's do Maddie now.
Yeah.
Charm.
Wow.
Lucky Charms? Okay.
That's fucking fresh.
Much better.
Dranita.
Dranita. I can see you in
Druantia. That's like
Druantia?
That's like a
Druantia.
Okay.
That's like Dranita. Dender or whatever.
Dranita.
Yeah. I was
Druantia.
Wait, do you see the second part?
What's
it's definitely
up,
not
Drew?
Shannon.
Oh god.
It's definitely not Shannon.
I don't do those
and
things.
Rules over passion and sexual activity.
Yeah, no, yeah. You don't do any of that.
I don't.
Okay, so trees.
Maybe that's just like innuendo for producing
fucking.
SDR
basically,
show.
Yeah, see?
It look like trees.
You think trees is out here bullshitting? They up underneath the ground. Fuck it.
Making forests.
Where do you think all these little trees come from? From the squirrels?
Nah, Lord.
It's from all that fucking.
It's all the trees under the dirt. It's all the fucking under the dirt, see? You're a goddess of fucking under the dirt and making forests.
How the fuck do trees reproduce? Aside from like oak trees with acorns. How's like
I
a
think
maple
it's
tree
different
reproduce?
For each tree, I think.
Most of them are weeds. No, dude, most of them are weeds.
Yeah, strong ass weeds.
Got out of control. Weeds grow the trees. Like they'll if you let them grow long enough, they do
oh, yeah?
solidify. Yeah, yeah,
so there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah,
here's
yeah.
a start.
I only know that from a bunch of unkempt backyards in the hood.
Whole weeds turn into trees? Why? God damn.
Bro, just watch,
when
like,
the weeds
this used to be a yard.
Trees.
Grandpa died. The grass grew. And they went like 2 summers without cutting it. And now, like, yo, that's a fucking tree now. You know what I mean? Like,
you got to take better care of your yard. Watch this.
Yeah. All right. This has been a fun one, man. Derek, I don't want them to piss you off any further.
No, please, no. Yeah.
No, I'm good. No, y'all straight.
Three notches left of tolerance.
You know, I'm good. I'm on my last three, but it's a strong three.
You're becoming Raph more than I am.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
If we got to switch season 4, I'm Raph and you, Mike, what a fucking season. It'll be so great. I lost the side, but I can get it back.
Yeah, man. Is everything good with you or what?
Yeah. Mental health, I'm fine. You know, I'm jaded. I'm just a real, like, we do this.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
do
yeah.
this, but, like, fame's out the door for me. I don't give a fuck about it no more. I don't.
Okay.
I got to make some money.
Why do you think fame is
my
out
mother,
the door?
Because it is. My mother needs medicine for her joints. And I'm sitting there like, how to figure the fuck out how to get that.
All right, I'm going to say this now.
Yeah.
No more hood movies for Derek. I see where this is going.
Oh, yeah.
I see where this is going.
I'm going to start.
Derek, you're a good boy. Don't go down this Black Air Force One path.
Put these on and start selling weight. No, I'm just fucking around. I'm good. No, thanks for checking on me, but I'm fine. That's so great.
Hey,
check on your friends.
Hey, cut his Griselda subscription off, okay?
No, do
just
not.
Just until he shows more.
I'm trying to do Fed Time.
Matter of fact.
I'm trying to do some Fed Time and write rhymes in the prison.
Shannon, what do you listen to?
Go to the shower with my boots tied tight.
I'm giving him some soft shit to listen to.
Nah, man. Give me them guns.
Nope. I'm about to close this show out. All right. But, fuck. Shannon. Tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you online, love.
You can find me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982.
There you go. And
do those numbers mean anything?
It's my birthday.
Oh, shit. All right.
How about you, same, Maddie?
Maddie, where can people find you online if they're looking for you?
Jester Skulls or Dr. Jester Skulls.
Jester Skulls.
J-E-S-T-E-R.
Like a clown.
Jester and Skulls. Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, Dylan, say goodbye to the people, man.
Guys, check out Black Guys Comedy Show every week and check out the live stream, Guys Digital. GasDigitalNetwork.com/events.
And Derek, say goodbye to the people. And as nicely as possible, please.
Goodbye, guys. I love you so much.
Leo, don't.
Yeah.
Leo.
We're changing it up. No more rap for him. We're giving you sing-song pop music. I don't care if we're losing the monetization. Close it out. This is for you, Derek. This is what you listen to now. You close out.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.